Welcome to the Texas Wine Scene Podcast, the most up-to-date information to help you prepare for your wine tasting weekend. I'm Mike, your Texas Wine Scene correspondent, bringing you all the wine happenings in and around the great state of Texas, from the high plains to the hill country. If you love Texas wine, you've come to the right place. Let's take a trip.
Texas wine lovers. From January 27th through February 21st, the Texas Hill Country Wineries will be hosting the Wine Lovers Celebration Passport. Ticket holders will receive complimentary tastings at over 45 wineries throughout the beautiful Hill Country on this self-guided tour, as well as 10% discounts on bottle purchases of three or more. This is a perfect way to celebrate the beginning of the year with a loved one or friend while you explore what the Texas Hill Country has to offer. And if you're looking for other ways to get involved in the Texas wine scene, check out our new THCW Social Club. Members will receive a 10% discount on all THCW events, including passports, winemaker dinners, and more. Specially curated events throughout the year will also be exclusively offered to club members. For more information, check out our website at texashillcountrywineries.org.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Texas Wine Scene Podcast. I am your host, your Texas Wine Scene correspondent, Mike Cole, bringing you all the wine happenings in and around the great state of Texas. If you are a subscriber to the podcast, thank you so much for returning and tuning in to this week's episode. And if you are new to the podcast, thank you so much for stopping by to check us out. We are an information-based podcast supporting and sharing wine events, tastings, and industry news from around the great state of Texas. So I hope you enjoy the content, and if you do, please consider subscribing and sharing the podcast with all your wine-loving friends. It helps to continue to spread the word about the podcast and keeps everyone informed about current wine-related events. Also, please follow me on my socials at Texas Wine Scene on Instagram and Texas Wine Scene on Facebook, where you will see all the posts about upcoming events for the weekend. Now let's get into our Texas Wine Scene news. In a recent press release, the Wine Society of Texas announced it will provide up to $11,000 in scholarships to students pursuing wine and winery education, internship, field study, research work, grape growing, winemaking, and marketing in the state of Texas. Shirley Choate, state president of the Wine Society of Texas, said, "Our membership is extremely excited about being able to offer scholarships of up to $11,000, which is an increase from 2024. A few requirements for the scholarship program include all applicants must be currently enrolled in a Texas college or university and must have completed 1 year of study and maintained a minimum GPA of 2.5. Applicants are required to submit a letter of recommendation from a professor, educator, or current employer. Resumes are also required for each applicant. And all finalists will be required to participate in a 15-minute virtual interview. The mission of the Wine Society of Texas is to promote the appreciation and understanding of wine through immersive experiences at local wineries, educational events, and by supporting the next generation of wine professionals through scholarships in the field of enology and viticulture. They have awarded over $126,000 in scholarships over the past 22 years. Speaking of wine education, registration is now open for the Texas Tech's Viticulture and Enology Winemaking Certificate Program. If you are ready to deepen your understanding of winery sanitation and microbiology, then this course presented by Benedict Rhine of Rhine Wines is for you. She will introduce you to the basic science and technology of winery sanitation, covering critical methods used for cleaning and sterilizing winery equipment, from tanks to oak barrels, pumps, filters, and sampling tools. You'll also learn about chemical agents, thermal treatments, and sterile bottling processes while also exploring environmental issues and regulatory compliance. The course dates are from February 4th through April 8th. For more information and registration assistance, email Maureen at grapeandwine@ttu.edu. The Texas Wine and Grape Growers Association has extended early bird registration for their annual conference and trade show until January 17th. This annual conference brings together winemakers, grape growers, and enthusiasts from across the Southwest to discover how collaboration drives the Texas wine industry forward. This year's conference will take place on March 3rd through 4th in San Marcos, Texas, and your registration includes all educational sessions, access to the expo hall, conference lunches, as well as opening and rewards receptions. For more information and registration for the conference, visit txwines.org. Keeping with the theme of education, in a recent article by Kate Ledbetter in the AgriLife Today, she wrote that Dr. Justin Shiner received the AgriLife Extension Specialist Award for his significant contributions in the Texas wine industry. The article mentions how Dr. Shiner was instrumental in organizing the first grape crush report and vineyard production survey, as well as establishing new American viticultural areas. Justin Shiner is an assistant professor and extension viticultural specialist in the Department of Horticulture Sciences at Texas A&M University. He has a bachelor's degree in horticulture and crop science, a master's degree in molecular and environmental plant sciences, and a doctor of philosophy degree in horticulture. Dr. Shiner's extension activities include developing educational programs for prospective and current grape growers in the state of Texas. Congratulations, Dr. Shiner, on receiving such a prestigious award. In a recent article written by Jeff Cope of the Texas Wine Lover website entitled Llano Estacado Winery Ushers in a New Era of Growth and Innovation with New Ownership. He writes about the acquisition of Texas's second oldest winery on December 20th by Llano Operating LLC, an investment group led by longtime Lubbock attorney Kevin Glashin. According to the article, winemaker Jason Centani will remain a cornerstone of the team, continuing to craft the exceptional wines that have defined the winery's reputation. The article also emphasized the ownership group's intention to maintain the winery's Texas identity. Aaron Handler, the winery's new CEO, stated, "We're all Texas first. We take pride in the state. We take pride in what we can do here. And we want to build something by Texans for Texans." The new ownership plans to extend into more direct-to-consumer markets by opening new tasting room locations in Lubbock and Fredericksburg. So be on the lookout for more exciting news from Llano Estacado in the near future. In a recent Instagram post, Wine for the People by winemaker Ray Wilson in Fredericksburg announced they are making some big moves. They've decided to close their Fredericksburg tasting room. The post reads, "The changes isn't goodbye. It's an evolution. Instead of welcoming you to one location, we're bringing the tasting experience to you. We are thrilled to announce we'll be hosting pop-up tasting events across the state of Texas, creating unique opportunities to connect in a new and exciting way." This is bittersweet news to hear the tasting room is closing in Fredericksburg, but sweet to know we will get to enjoy more Wine for the People wines at future pop-up locations. It will also be interesting to see who will take over the beautifully newly renovated tasting room there in Fredericksburg. So stay tuned for more information about this exciting news. On January 3rd, the social media platforms lit up with colorful comments and opinions about the Surgeon General's advisory on alcohol and cancer risk outlining the direct link between alcohol consumption and increased risk of cancer. The advisory can be found on the United States Department of Health and Human Services website at hhs.gov and reads, "This advisory describes the scientific evidence for the causal link between alcohol consumption and increased risk for at least 7 different types of cancer, including breast cancer in women, colorectal cancer, esophageal cancer, voice box, liver, mouth, and throat cancers. The advisory also helps to better inform the public of this relationship and offers key recommendations to reduce alcohol-related cancers. There are actions we can take today to begin reducing alcohol-related cancers in the United States. Key steps include updating the existing Surgeon General's health warning label on alcohol-containing beverages that has remained unchanged since its inception in 1988 to include a warning about the risk of cancer associated with alcohol consumption. The Surgeon General, by way of this advisory, believes that health warning labels are well-established and effective approaches to increasing awareness of health hazards and fostering behavioral change. The power to change the label statement lies within Congress in the Office of the Law Revision Council. Jessica Dupuy, wine writer and journalist from the Austin area, has been very vocal on social media, including an appearance on the podcast SOM TV, about the recent advisory labeling suggestions. She mentions the timing and concerns of the advisory labeling and the lack of promotion, regulation, and taxation of one of the other top 3 cancer-causing factors, which is obesity. Essentially, why is one segment of an industry getting a black eye while another gets a pass? In reading her post and listening to her commentary, I think she was making very valid points in support of the wine and beverage industry while not diminishing risk factors associated with overconsumption of alcohol. I'm sure this subject will rage on for weeks and months to come, and one that I will keep my eye on. In my opinion, when it comes to alcohol and its risk factors, at the end of the day, it comes down to one thing: moderation. And that's your Texas Wine Scene News. Before we get into the wine events for the weekend, let's check the weather. The weather for the weekend in the High Plains wine growing region will have high temperatures of 64 degrees with low temperatures of 15 degrees. The North Texas wine growing region will have high temperatures of 64 degrees with low temperatures of 22 degrees. The West Texas wine growing region will have high temperatures of 60 degrees with low temperatures of 20 degrees as well. The Texas Hill Country wine growing region will have high temperatures of 69 degrees with low temperatures of 26 degrees. And the Gulf Coast wine growing region will have high temperatures of 71 degrees with low temperatures of 39 degrees. Head on out to Johnson City for Lewis Wine's Oyster Fest event on Saturday, January 18th from 12 to 4 p.m. Lewis Wines is partnering with the Big Tree Oyster Company, Black Jack Point Company, and Coppano Oyster Company from Coppano Bay for an afternoon of delicious oysters and wine. After a wonderful 10-year anniversary celebration at Daidu Restaurant in Austin, Texas, Lewis Wines were blown away by the quality of their oysters and inspired by their mission of farming oysters that are healthy for the bay and delicious year-round that they want to share the experience with you. Your ticket purchase includes a wine pairing with 2 oysters from each farm. For more information and ticket purchases, visit their website at lewiswines.com. Join Dry Comal Creek Vineyards and Boulder Designs for their Painting on the Rocks event on Sunday, January 19th from 2 to 4:30 p.m. This unique experience will help you unleash your creativity while sipping wine and enjoying a relaxing evening with friends. This is more than just a painting class. It's an opportunity to create a one-of-a-kind piece of art for your home or garden, enjoy great company, and sip on wine while you work on your masterpiece. You bring the creativity, and Dry Comal Creek will bring the wine. For more information on this event, visit their website at drycomalcreekvineyards.com. Keepersall Winery and Pinot's Palette in Tyler, Texas is also having an artfully creative wine event with their Sip and Paint workshop on Thursday, January 16th at 6 p.m. Start the new year with creativity and charm as Keepersall staff guides you through the magical Moonrise Lake canvas painting, a serene masterpiece perfect for the crisp, cool days of winter. Whether you bring your significant other or a group of friends, this evening promises to be filled with laughter, creativity, and of course, award-winning Keepersall wine. Your ticket purchase includes all supplies along with a complimentary glass of wine. For more information about this event, visit their website at keepersall.com. Enoch Snot Winery in Harleton, Texas is having their Art of Deduction wine tasting event on Friday, January 17th and Saturday, January 18th at the Tyler location at 6 p.m. As a part of their Swirl wine pairing dinner series, Enoch's sommeliers and ambassadors will enhance your wine pairing experience by showing how to explore and determine the attributes of wine and learn how to know more about your wine without the visual aid of a wine label. Wines from around the world will be meticulously chosen to perfectly complement each food pairing to create a chic but approachable atmosphere that entry-level foodies and seasoned connoisseurs alike can enjoy. For more information on this event, visit their website at enochstomp.com. Are there any aspiring winemakers out there? Well, here's a chance to try your hand at one of the most important facets of winemaking. Join the winemaking team at Pedernales Cellars in Stonewall, Texas on Saturday, January 18th from 11 to 2 p.m. for a behind-the-scenes look at the blending process. Winemaker David Colkin and Thys Smith will discuss the methodology for creating their GSM blend, which is a French Rhone classic style wine seen through the lens of Texas terroir. Guests will receive samples from each of the component wines for an upcoming GSM blend. After careful consideration of the character and flavor profile of each of the three wines, you will get to play the role of winemaker for a day by creating different blends to see how they interact in differing proportions. Your ticket purchase includes light food bites and a logo Pedernales Cellars wine glass. For more information about this event, visit their website at pedernalescellars.com. Lost Draw Cellars is also having a wine blending event, but it's so popular that they're making it a party. So head on out to Fredericksburg, Texas to join Lost Draw Cellars for their blending party event on Saturday, January 18th from 8 to 5 p.m. The blending party has become a very popular event at Lost Draw, so head on out and taste some new wines and learn from the winemakers, all while enjoying some friendly competition. The winemaking team will blindly taste all the wines, and the winner will be bottled as Lost Draw's blend number 25, which will be released to the Spring Cellar Club, and the winning team's names will be featured on the wine label. Enjoy the evening as the winemaking team explain the vineyard site from which this year's blending wines come from, as well as guide you through the art of blending and answer any questions you may have. For more information on this event, visit their website at lostdraw.com. Does anyone out there know what the state bird of Texas is? It's the northern mockingbird. Ornithology is a branch of zoology that concerns the study of birds. Why am I mentioning this information? Well, if you're into birds or bird watching, and you love wine, then head on out to Stonehouse Vineyards in Spicewood, Texas for their Bird Talk, Conserving the Coastal Birds of Texas event on Saturday, January 18th at 7 p.m. Robin Dowdy, who is an emeritus professor at the University of Texas, will focus on the breeding and migratory birds in the Texas coastal lowland. He will talk about the species found in the Gulf beaches, bays, and prairies. So come on down and grab a bite and a complimentary glass of wine and enjoy this fun and informative event. For more information about this event, visit their website at stonehousevineyards.com. The 2025 Uptown Swirl event is happening on Saturday, January 18th in downtown Brenham from 3 to 7 p.m. What a better way to kick off the new year than to enjoy an afternoon of wine tasting and shopping in quaint stores around downtown Brenham's historic district. For more information and ticket purchases, visit their website at simpletix.com. Join the Texas Wine Collective in Fredericksburg, Texas for another fun culinary and wine tasting event on Sunday, January 19th from 1 to 2 p.m. Taste of Texas, Toast to Tapas will celebrate the diverse flavors and versatility of Texas fine wines with a carefully curated Taste of Texas Tapas experience. Guests will enjoy six unique Texas Wine Collective wines, each thoughtfully paired with a variety of tapas that highlight local ingredients and flavors, providing a memorable tasting journey through Texas. Each wine and small plate combination is crafted to showcase how Texas wines enhance and complement different Texas flavors. For more information on this event, visit their website at TexasWineCollective.com. And those are your wine events for the weekend. Stay tuned for your music lineup for the weekend up next. Archway Winery in Fredericksburg gets the music lineup going with Hunter Billingsley on stage Friday, January 17th from 4 to 7 p.m., followed by Sean Slater on Saturday, January 18th from 2 to 5 p.m. Los Pinos Ranch Vineyards in Pittsburgh, Texas will have the Pink Flamingo on stage Friday and Saturday, January 17th and 18th from 6 to 9 p.m. Moody Family Wines in Bullard, Texas will have Tommy Joe on stage Friday, January 17th from 6 to 8:30 p.m. Carter Creek Winery in Johnson City will let Ryan Kennedy assume the musical duties on Saturday, January 18th at 7 p.m. Flat Creek Estate Winery in Marble Falls will have Evan Grubbs on stage Saturday, January 18th from 2 to 6 p.m., followed by Tom Breton on Sunday, January 19th from 1 to 5 p.m. Texas Heritage Vineyards in Fredericksburg will let Brian Maldonado jam out on Friday, January 17th from 2 to 4 p.m., followed by Susan Gibson on Sunday, January 19th from 2 to 4 p.m. as well. Whistling Duck Winery in Weimar, Texas will have Sierra Dawn on stage Saturday, January 18th from 2 to 5 p.m. Bernhardt Winery in Plantersville, Texas will have Zine Eric on stage Saturday, January 18th from 1 to 5 p.m., followed by Shake Russell and Michael Hearn on Sunday, January 19th from 3 to 5 p.m. West Sandy Creek Winery in Richards, Texas will have Greg Day on stage Saturday, January 18th from 4 to 7 p.m., followed by Eric Korb on Sunday, January 19th from 2 to 5 p.m. as well. Hamilton Pool Vineyards in Round Mountain, Texas will have Jack with No K on stage Sunday, January 19th from 2 to 5 p.m. Michael Ross Winery in Fredericksburg will have Don Faulkner on stage Saturday, January 18th from 2 to 5 p.m. Augusta Vin Winery in Fredericksburg, Texas has a great music lineup for their Sips and Sounds event, starting with DV Jazz on stage Friday, January 17th from 12 to 2:30 p.m., followed by Dylan Tanner Hink later that afternoon from 3 to 5:30 p.m. Jeff Wood will take the stage on Saturday, January 18th from 11 to 2:30 p.m., followed by Andy Garcia on stage that afternoon from 2:30 to 5:30 p.m. And Dylan Havens will close out the set on Sunday, January 19th from 2:30 to 5:30 p.m. Lost Oak Winery in Burleson, Texas will have dueling pianos on Friday, January 17th from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m., followed by Lee Wright on stage at the Burney location Saturday, January 18th from 7 to 10 p.m. Deep Roots Vineyards in Plantersville, Texas will have Yacht Rock USA on stage Friday, January 17th from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m., followed by Rockin' Down the Fast Lane covering Eagles and the Doobie Brothers on Saturday, January 18th from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. as well. Covington Cellars in High Texas will have the Jazz Daddies on stage Saturday, January 18th from 2 to 5 p.m. The Shane Cellars in Gainesville, Texas will have Dave Simmons on stage Saturday, January 18th from 3 to 6 p.m. And the Featherstone Ranch Vineyards in Stonewall, Texas will close out the music lineup for the weekend with Andy Holman on stage Sunday, January 19th from 1 to 4 p.m. And that's your music lineup for the weekend. Stay tuned for Did You Know? As mentioned earlier in the episode, the Surgeon General would like to expand the warning labels on alcohol to include cancer risk. Well, it got my wheels turning about who exactly the Surgeon General is and what's the function and authority of the office. The Surgeon General of the United States is the operational head of the United States Public Health Service Commission Corps, which is one of the 8 uniformed services of the United States. Established on July 16, 1798, which was the same year John DeFore established America's first commercial winery named First Vineyard on the banks of the Kentucky River in what is now Nicholsville. The mission of the Corps is to protect, promote, and advance the health and safety of the nation. The current Surgeon General, Vivek Murthy, is the leading spokesperson on matters of public health in the federal government of the United States. The Surgeon General is nominated by the President of the United States and is confirmed by the United States Senate and serves a 4-year term in office. I mentioned that the Public Health Service Corps is one of 8 uniformed services in the United States. Can you name the other 7? U.S. Army, U.S. Navy, U.S. Marine Corps, U.S. Air Force, U.S. Space Force, U.S. Coast Guard, and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration Commissioned Officer Corps. Here's a bonus, did you know? As I also mentioned earlier, the oldest commercial winery was the First Vineyard in Nicholsville, Kentucky. But did you know that the oldest estate winery in America is the Baker Bird Winery in Augusta, Kentucky? Well, that would do it for this week's episode. Thank you for joining me. I'm Mike Cole, your Texas Wine Scene correspondent, and I look forward to seeing you next time on the Texas Wine Scene. Cheers. For more in-depth information on the wineries mentioned in this episode, visit the Texas Wine Lover website at txwinelover.com or the Texas Wine Lover app. They have made some new visual and functional website enhancements to improve your user experience, which include a few shortcut buttons to popular items so you can find them faster, as well as a new newsflash button where you will find interesting industry news just in case you missed it here on this podcast. On the site, you still can find vast amounts of information about Texas wineries and wine-related businesses. You can also search for information such as maps of Texas wineries, Texas wine trails, 100% Texas wineries, winemaker profiles, and much, much more. So visit their new and improved website at txwinelover.com. That's txwinelover.com. Also, please leave me a rating and a review, and please share the podcast with all your wine-loving friends. Cheers.